Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, and so that was Call Jane. What's it about? Well, Elizabeth Banks is Joy Griffin, mother to daughter Charlotte and wife to her litigator husband Will. It has to be said that the late 1960s are treating her family well. That is until Joy's pregnancy causes her a life-threatening situation. The solution? Terminate the pregnancy. However, in the Art Deco refinements of white privilege, such things just aren't done. And the all-male hospital board turned down her request for an emergency abortion. Faced with the inevitable choice of self-mutilation or a backstreet abortion, Joy chances upon a weathered fly poster sticker. Its message is the stark one. Pregnant? Anxious? Need help? Then call Jane. So what follows is a sober retelling of women's fight for control of their own bodies. Admitted to a secretive group of self-helpers turned facilitators, Joy becomes far more involved than just helping out, and all of this pulls her away from her family and her increasingly suspicious husband. Given its subject matter and America's regrettable lapse back to the Middle Ages, you could say Call Jane has arrived just in time. Yet whilst the battle cry here is incendiary, director Phyllis Nagy's second film is deliberately not. Whilst it doesn't shy away from the legal and social obstacles placed in the group's way, it patently demystifies the process by showing the whole procedure. With Sigourney Weaver in full proto-activist den mother mode, deftly applying the invective where it's needed, the film consciously concentrates instead on housewife law undergraduate Joy. And I can understand why. Because if there's any American demographic that currently needs its minds changed, it's that one. Then in saying that, I personally rate 2020's Never Rarely Sometimes Always as the better film to do it, with possibly 2004's Vera Drake coming a very close second. I've yet to see this year's The Happening, but it's certainly gladdening to see that the pushback against US theocracy is gathering scale in cinemas worldwide. So in summary, Call Jane starts well, builds up nicely, and yet feels like it has a truncated ending where decades of legal procedure and arrest take place, all of which culminate in Roe versus Wade. But then again, maybe that wasn't the intended focus of this solid and, by frequent terms, funny comedy drama. Call Jane is a valid, calculated, and solid document of resistance which shouldn't really trigger a volley of knee-jerk reactions, but instead offer a decent insight into how change occurs. Worth watching and worth seeking out, I really hope it reaches the audience it so desperately needs to.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.